Jerusa, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off page Koflamid Aleph. So if you remember again towards the bottom, the last thing we left off with on Friday was this idea that, according to the Mechaber, why is it that we're not happy? So of course, on a first level, a person will say, because I don't have everything I need. Or perhaps better stated, I don't have everything I want. And Mechaber suggested that that's really just an external answer. The real answer is, he explains, is because people want things above and beyond their existence. Meaning that, remember again, Mechaber put forward a very dramatic suggestion, which was that the natural state of man is happy. The natural state is one of happiness. And therefore, again, by definition, that's the status quo, that's the equilibrium. And by definition, it takes other things in order to disrupt that equilibrium. And Mechaber suggested that what is it that disrupts that equilibrium? See, he suggested it's because man wants additional things, because man feels that he needs additional things in order to be able to make him happy. So therefore, his whole chap was that essentially, in order to be happy, a person has to be satisfied with his existence, and in essence means stop wanting additional things. Now, we have to analyze that a little bit more. Chayim ba'olam natul ritzonos. So life in a world without wants. Eich yachol ha'adam shlo laharos es atzmo. How is it that a person is able to not destroy himself? Ayideshu chay ba'olam b'li ritzonos. A person should live a life without, now ritzonos means what? We could say without wills or desires, that a person should live a life where he doesn't desire anything additional, a ratzon. Now, he writes over here, kavanasinu l'ritzonos atzmiim, ela al odam l'ratzos rakes ritzon baro. Obviously, we're supposed to want spiritual pursuits. His really focus over here is on the material, as he'll clarify in just a moment. B'mavat hashtachi, Zenira lanu lo mitziuti. So the Mechaber says, I know what you're thinking, that this doesn't sound reasonable. Eza min chayim elu, lo l'ratzos klum. First of all, what kind of life is that, not to want anything? So first of all, it's like this idea that he's suggesting that a person should just merely remain happy with the fact that I exist. It sounds like what he's saying is, just find happiness in the fact that you exist. Find happiness, and somehow realize that that existence itself, that status quo, is in and of itself filled with simcha. So the truth is, it's not the way people work. Something people work, and for many reasons, it's not even very sustainable, because at the end of the day, this desire that we have in life for things, for additional things, ultimately is what propels us to be successful, which is important. It's important to have a drive to move forward. Ech efshar lo l'ratzos davar. How can you have a will not to want anything else? Rak adam menavin lo roseklum. So a person menavin literally means like a degenerate. Like you say, like only today we would say, if somebody says to me, you know what, I don't want anything, I don't need anything, we say that person has a lack of drive. Right? Or a person has a lack of ambition. So what? Obviously, the Mechaber is not suggesting that we shouldn't have ambition. Of course we should have ambition. But he's trying to tell us that we should lead an existence in which we find the incredible happiness and fulfillment in the status quo, or I should say, in existence, and not make that happiness dependent on other things. So what's the fine line? And he gives a beautiful mashal. He says, Hatshuva ha'amitis tuvan amidei mashal me'achayim. So he said, let me give you a mashal. Adam Asher, miskorer bevila mifu'eres, bas shlosha mifalsim. So a person, a wealthy individual, lives in a beautiful home, three stories. Malaya koltuv, it has all wonderful things. Ubitzamud la gino rechavi adat, rechavas yadayim, and has a beautiful yard. It's got a beautiful house, a beautiful yard, everything. Vehine nigash elav adam, ubifiv hatsa koseras. So, and a guy comes over to the Jewish man and says, listen, I have, because some things like enchanting, I have an incredible offer for you. I have the deal of a lifetime for you. Yeshli avurecha, listen to this, I have for you, dira lo ra'a bichla, I have an apartment for you that's really not bad. Machsan chanuk b'mam ki adama, it's a basement apartment. Beli chalon, it has no window. Ach efshar lahaskin sham mazgan, but I'm pretty sure I could arrange you to get a window unit, air conditioning. Right? So again, it's a great deal. Window, basement apartment, no window. Pretty sure I can get you an air conditioner. So the rich man says, "Come on, leave me alone. What are you, I'm living in my villa. I've got three stories. I've got a nice yard. What are you talking about?" Madua. So the person, the person who's coming with the offer persists. Why don't you want it? It's a good apartment. So I don't understand. It's a perfectly good apartment. Why don't you want it? Turn the page, couple of days. Tire mechayecha asher. So the rich man responds, smiling. If I was a man who didn't have a home, a homeless person sitting on a bench in the street, then the truth is your offer would look very tempting. But the rich man says to the offer, he says, "Tell me, but do you think, look where I live. Look where I live, Baruch Hashem. Do you think really that I'm going to go ahead and trade my beautiful home for your offer about the basement apartment?" Oh, Yishalu ben Adam. For another example, if somebody were to ask you, page Koflamid Beis, five lines down. Ha'im rotza ato shenizrok alecha avanim. Would you like us to throw? Let's say somebody comes over to you and says, "Would you like me to throw stones on you?" Yomar lo. So most normal people will say, "Of course not." Yomule atadamis. In the charotzonos, alecha l'ratzos, shizriku alecha avanim. See what? You don't want anything in life? You don't want to get anything in life? You don't want to move forward? I'm offering you an opportunity to throw stones on you, and you're not taking it? So I'm saying, so what is he saying? Hachuva barur. So what's the common denominator between these two mashalim? The answer is clear. Adam rotze dvarim. Im hu savar shemat savar la'achar hasagasam. When do we want things in life? When I feel that by getting those things, my life will be better after getting those things than the way my life is now. So we all want things out of life. But again, what generally drives our wants, our aspirations, our desires, is the feeling that if I have this thing, whatever the thing may be, if I feel my life will be better after getting it, then I want it. If my life is not going to be better, but someone whose present state is very good. So we'll say, listen to this, I think, very profound insight. So in the case of the rich man, so what happened? Case of the rich man, so he's living in a very nice house. Somebody offers him something else, i.e. something additional, but he doesn't need it. Why? Because his present state is, I'm fine, I don't want that, because after getting that, I'm not going to be any better or any happier. So the wonderful offer to come throw stones on me comes along. I say to myself, you know what, at the end of the day, my life is not going to be any better if I get that. And therefore, lemaisa, again, I'm able to pass on the offer. People only want things if they feel that that thing is going to make them happier, better, more complete than they were before getting the thing. Let's just read one more line. Habaya shalanu, our problem, our great challenge in life, she'inenu masim es ha-matzav ha-tivi shalanu kimitsuyan, yesh lanu hakol. Our problem is that if you ask most people, how's life, people will say, okay. It's okay, right? Of course, we'll throw in a Baruch Hashem because we're from, right? But people will say, okay. Most of us are just simply not happy with the present situation, and we don't see the beauty, the goodness, and the completeness in the present situation. HaPasuk Omer, the Pasuk says, Aram Yatsasi. Actually, we'll step over here. We'll pick up with this piece tomorrow. But this idea that the Mechaber is saying over here, and it's so profound. He said again, you know, I want to be clear. He's not telling us that life is perfect. But he's saying that so often what happens is that we fail to see the perfection and the completion in where we're holding in life. Mm-hmm. And as such again, we're always looking for the next thing to complete us. the next thing to make us happy. And again, he's not talking about just materialism. This is in general in life. The next piece to make us complete. And because of that, we're on this constant journey for completion. And yet again, because we fail to see the perfection in our present circumstances, ultimately again, we never find that life happiness. But we'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with this tomorrow.
And that's the nature that's within you from very early childhood. You're 2 years old, you want toys.
You want it 100%? 100%? It's but again, I think the other part to consider with all of this is it's a fine line. Because on one hand, again, we want man to have a drive. We want man to acquire more. That is a good thing. You just have to learn how to channel it in the right way. That's the difference. And what he's going to say is there's a way to aspire for more, but at the same time still feel the completion in your present circumstances. Mm-hmm.